Yeah!
Blog Talk Radio.
Happy birthday, America. Happy birthday. Hot damn. It's been 8 months. It's been 8 months. From this here Gregorian April 1st. In the year of our Lord, 2012. Last time we came burning through was in August, perhaps you recall. Yes, indeed. It was in August when Washington State took the lead. Took the lead. And in so doing, we're taking the reed. Bringing the reed to you. Bud Justice. Now, I had a nice roll-in audio clip for you. And we decided to table that to get right to the chase. Right to the chase. God damn right. Well, we want to get on with this here episode. And, of course, we've got a topic of interest. This is Weed All About It. This is our segment to give you a current update of sorts. An update of the muddle puddle of affairs that claim to represent your best interests here in the Wild West. We have us an economic reform, the greatest stage of transformation in the history of this great nation, perhaps the greatest stage of transformation in the entire world. That's right. No far stretch. All you got to do is look around you. The winds of change are blowing every day in every way. They'll be telling this great story. Brothers and sisters, you've got your light line working. You've got your internet resources buzzing and humming with all the daily poop scoop and news that you can muster, that you can wrap your mind around. And in this case, we want to wrap our mind around a few things. And a little Matty Hattie medical marijuana today. It's not so heady, I can tell you that. Being stoned and potheads. These are the voyages of a very strange genetic gene pool. Well, let's just dive right into it. Bud Justice, your patient advocate networker, Keen 203, on the live wire today. Gregorian April 1st. Test driving my preacher's habit. I do this as much for me as I do it for you. I know that you know that I know that we can all overgrow this godforsaken capitalistic quagmire. Executive rogue fascist government is staging some kind of emergency preparation for the rapture of our Lord. This great apocalypto. That's right. As it was written by those back in the day who foresaw a great cataclysm, brothers and sisters. And I'm here to tell you, there's something else. Right. We've got a test drive Bud Justice and this cosmic cowboy rap. Because Bud has a tendency to get heavy with the detail. You gotta dive deep. The surface dwellers are running amok. They're running amok and they're all talking at the same time, it seems. About a whole lot of nothing. The most recent frenzy took place through the students for a sensible drug policy. I digress. February 25th at the Lewis and Clark College School of Law was a consortium of interests spearheaded by my buddy, my favorite chap, Sammy Chapman. Now, Sammy, I know that you're tuning in to this here blogcast, and you may or may not appreciate where I'm coming from today. I'll do my best to represent an honest opinion of the recap of affairs that took place at the School of Law, hosted by six chapters, the Students for Sensible Drug Policy, with the purpose of unifying the movement, unifying our fractured affairs. I read from the recap of Weed the People, another rogue blog site. What is this? This is weed.com. Weed.com. Written by the potheads of our most noble endeavor to try to bring to you a most comprehensive relief program, and a whole lot of rock and roll of that. Medical marijuana movement. Sam goes on to say that the youth of today are tired of being prosecuted by draconian drug laws, blatantly discriminated against, tired of being arrested, losing their scholarships, losing their futures to a relatively harmless substance that contributes far less to mental, physical, and social harm than alcohol. Too true with that. Too true with that. Sammy Chapman, admire the way you hold space, sir. I must needs bring to unfriend a friend, because I challenge a perspective that you were broadcasting, that you were blogcasting, along with your commercialized effort, the Measure 74 campaign, with B. Kyle and the Pothead Perspective, putting out a message to the mainstream, a chappy kind of message at that. One from the halls of a school of many fish. And at that, need I say more about an effort that has done nothing but contribute to the stonewall approach that the mainstream is giving us in trying to appeal to you, Mary Jane, Lady of Lights. In this case, Sammy didn't know his measure, but had to remind him of the code 67, my numbers 13. Sammy went on to say that he wasn't exactly sure of what was in the measure. Well, we were talking about safe protocol and safety transfer language, an index of intelligence, code of conduct, which is distinct from today's Controlled Substance Act and their manufacturing perspectives, manufacturing crime they are. Come to find out, Sammy's not very patient. Come to find out, Mr. Chapman is neither patient, provider, or a caregiver. He may be a practitioner of politic, but he is certainly in left field when it comes to cannabis today. Sammy, I want to commend you in your efforts to proselytize the legalization, regulation, taxation of our wellness movement. But it ain't flying here, cowboy. Sammy went on to say that he didn't want to lose his funding, his college funding, and risking his educational future. But he certainly has an agenda and a campaign perspective on this war on drugs. The war on drugs, what is this war on drugs? It's the oldest war. But as his attempt to corral and capitalize on the free world, on that which gives us some sense of pride in living. It was Nixon's war during the time of Vietnam which fueled the fires in the cauldrons of the war machine. It's that war machine today, rooted in the drug war, that stands to bring the earth and all that we are to its godforsaken knees, heaven forbid. The capitalistic manufacturing of the future market potential of cannabis sativa will. It is failing today, as it will fail tomorrow. On deck, we have 18 states. 18 states looking to legalize and decriminalize cannabis sativa, Mary Jane, and the stranglehold, corporate affairs today. I'd like to draw upon my web resources to give you the recent update of how that pans out. And in so doing, I want to thank you for the opportunity to multitask my brainium, my cranium, to recap the 18 states who at this time have efforts to legalize and capitalize on our God and culture economic future. That of Alabama, Connecticut, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Maryland, Massachusetts, Mississippi, Missouri, New Hampshire, pardon me, that was New Hampshire, New York. Now, there's a hypocrite for you. New York State legislation, jumping train to criminalizing, demoralizing, and capitalizing on the innocent affairs of people sharing some herb, botanical alternative, fellowship, freight train, the oldest brotherhood to ground order and social form from the deep east. And without this insight, we stand little chance of holding ground against the fervor of the Midwest Brigade and the East Coast Ramblers, who are blazing across this great country to the west, stabbing west at that, because we are the best. You see, we listen, we learn, we care. But the East Coast fervor I've encountered during our most fruitful harvest seasons is nothing but disrespect, competitive stacking, swashbuckling of views, with a fervor and with a profiteering eye for self-destruction, occupying every nook and cranny, a half-witted view, crackpot at that. New York, New York, Ohio, Oklahoma, the great reservation of Native tribes, one of the harshest states for the prohibition of cannabis. May God watch over the Native tribes and the intergalactic interests coming out of that state, American church. Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Wisconsin, all of them on board, looking west to a fractured movement without a vision, to a movement doomed for failure, represented by ill will, capitalist representatives, manufacturing one error on top of another. Thus, return to the recap of 2012, the Lewis and Clark School of Law. The conference started with a very special guest, it seems. Steve D'Angelo, the Harborside owner, the pens, capitalist representation today, who gave an opening inspirational talk to the youth, addressing the audience and setting the tone. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, I was backstage at the Measure 74 campaign when the National Organization for Rich Marijuana Lawyers chose Portland, Oregon to host their most noble BN. It was a grand affair, risque at that, for Bud Justice, the double agent undercover, intelligence agent 67, 42069 is my code. You will come to know me. Backstage, it was where I met Stephen, his sidekick. His sidekick who had sponsored the event, the chief executive officer, Voter Power himself, my good buddy, you know who you are. One word after the other from Stephen's mouth was sell this and sell that. The gold rush fervor in this man's rap and roll is star-studded in that historic stab west. That fervor which robbed local native peoples of their God-given right to life, liberty, and happiness. That same gold rush fervor, that lawless, relentless roll towards wealth, towards a new life of riches. Sell this and sell that. Every other word. It was two or three times Bud Justice stood to challenge his rap. He didn't like it very much. His boys were nearby to support him in his marketing speech to encourage us to go in the direction the California IA is headed. Now, I've been down to California IA, and I can tell you that within a very short period of time, have completely lost their minds, now disconnected from the heart of the matter. Granted, there are some beautiful, beautiful social developments occurring. Let me not be misunderstood, oh Lord. We see teams coming in, working. Got the Montana team, strong. Iowa coming in, Utah, traveling in small clans, earth families and tribes. Great influx of European people, the French, Italian, artists from around the world. They come in to get themselves a piece of pie. And these are the people who work diligently. And they pursue them arts. They pursue the travel. The time is art. There's a whole new God and culture economy flourishing. At the same time, Ukiah resembles a ghost town. And the karma of some of my dearest brothers is black as night, taking away their loved ones, reaping a fury of lies, bad business, war. Need I say murder? Stephen D'Angelo, you are fired, sir. Sam Chapman goes on to talk about the fractured movement. How we need to unify, listen to each other, respect each other. Yet they become that which they despise. Paul Stanford spearheading the Okta campaign. The kingpin of capitalism. The entrepreneur of the natural world today. In all of his noble efforts. Far from the moxa. Taking out a quarter-page ad in the Willamette Weekly on January 25th, 2012, supporting shady literature, capitalizing on the blatant duping of our movement by crafty means of journalism that only the Willamette Weekly can produce and fabricate. I draw your attention, sir, to January 25th. The Oregon Greener Business Bureau, sponsored by Don Land, the Human Collective, in Clackamas County, they chose to formulate their business association. Mr. Land, you are hereby for pulling strings behind a curtain that you yourself have drawn. You are nothing but a capitalist, sir. You are neither a practitioner nor an administrator. You are a contractor. You will remain a contractor. There is not one dispensary in this town today truly administrating the benefits of this measure. Most of these spearheads are sick themselves, blinded by the Federal Reserve note that feeds their face. Further ado, we will carry on, inspired by a true vision, inspired by those who know. Therefore, I must needs back my rap and roll with some research for you. We're going to derive from the insight of the solar seer himself, the manifesto, the noosphere, the summary assessment of our era in time, the time is money trip, that which is at the root of the root of our misfortune. According to the law of time, this is new knowledge, makes conscious wherever. Brothers and sisters, please pardon me. We had a temporary disconnect in the live wire of affairs. We are back, back in black at that. Bud Justice on the wire. These are MP3 downloads. You can download any of these segments at any time. You can compost them. You can put it to mind and forward it on. I hope to say something meaningful to you. Something to ponder in terms of a vision. I think what I'll do is take a moment to recollect myself.
Working out the muddle puddle.